what damage was done to the minimum wage poll watching cheaters, Ruby Moss and Shea, whatever? What damage was done? Were they, you know, superstar athletes and Rudy Giuliani broke their leg and cost them hundreds of millions of dollars in future career prospects? Come on. They lost nothing. If anything, the only thing that's happened to them is they've gained national notoriety, probably have a book deal, will probably be running for governor of Georgia by this time next year. Nothing has happened to them. No damage has been done. Nobody was hurt. Yeah, let's bring up more pictures of the women. Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss or whatever her name is. Giuliani was found guilty last year of defamation against Freeman and Moss after failing to respond to parts of their lawsuit. The mother and daughter claimed in their case that they've suffered emotional and reputational harm, as well as having their safety put in danger after Giuliani singled them out when he made false claims of ballot tampering in Georgia. Well, they were the ones on camera, so, you know, it wasn't Giuliani singling them out as much as it was them doing the thing that we're talking about, them being the ones on camera rigging the election. I can't even find what the defamation supposedly was. I mean, think about all the Me Too claims that turned out to be totally fraudulent. Where's Christy Blasey Ford and the defamation that roiled this country in chaos and had a Supreme Court justice weeping on the stand for the blatant and ridiculous fabrications that she came up with out of thin air? This is what I mean. It's not enough to just elect Donald Trump. It's not enough. It will never be enough until all of these people are subjected to the same treatment they're subjecting us to. How many false stories have been spread over the last 4 years about Donald Trump, about, like, with real world consequences, with actual, you know, devastating outcomes, some cases wars being started over the lies, like in Ukraine, the lies of Donald Trump quid pro quo. How many lies about COVID? How many lies about the border? How many lies are we just inundated with on a daily basis? Today, there's like four stories. Joe Biden or Donald Trump saying something about burying a Mexican woman. And I wish I had the generals that Hitler had. I mean, just lie after lie after lie. Total defamation. Point blank. You know, case closed. Just blatant, insane fabrications about Alex Jones. How many people have said things about Alex Jones that are just ridiculously wrong? This has nothing to do with justice. It has nothing to do with these women losing anything. Nothing was done to them. No damage was caused. No threats were made. Nothing happened. Rudy Giuliani questioned the propriety of these women in their professional capacity as election workers, safeguards of our sacred democracy. And he is now losing everything he's ever owned. Just like Alex Jones. Just like Alex Jones's children, Rudy Giuliani's children will now have their inheritance given, in this case, to two obese hippopotamuses from Georgia. With fingernails the size of loaves of bread. I don't even have anything to say. Like, I just really hope it's impressed on people. Like, the only way out of this, because you have to realize, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? They do this to Rudy frickin' Giuliani. Say what you want about pretty much any other politician. They're all scumbags. They're all dirtbags. Rudy Giuliani, maybe alone, stands out as somebody who's been in the political sphere for decades and yet totally uncorrupt, totally legit, total straight shooter, actual tangible achievements, breaking up the mob. His all of his, of course, statesmanship after 9/11. And this man is having everything taken from him. Absolutely everything. So what do you, where do you think this goes from here? What do you think happens now? By the way, I just put in a video maybe we can go to, of one of the lawfare coordinators in all of this, Harry Littman, celebrating his friend, the judge in this case, taking everything from Rudy Giuliani. Maybe we'll play that on the, you got that? Let's go to this, and let's go to it with the, you know, in the mindset of, where does this go from here? What happens now? If they're able to get away with this, if they're able to do this to Rudy Giuliani, that will be the precedent, just like what they're doing with Alex Jones. And it will never end. The only way to set this right, the only way to get this back in order, is to take the same extreme. If this is justice today, if this is how justice works now, then okay, that's the, those are the rules we have to play by. And systematically, everybody involved in the destruction of this country have to be liquidated. All of everything they own has to be given to us. Everything they've ever achieved has to be undone, dismantled, destroyed. They have to go to prison. They have to be disbarred. They have to have everything taken from them. Those are the stakes we're playing at now. Let's go to this video and let's watch, again, this despicably ugly, gremlin-looking psychopath vibrating with glee at the fact that his good friend, the judge in this case, has helped him to take everything Rudy Giuliani owns, including family heirlooms. Let's watch.
Harry here to talk about the big hammer of receivership coming down. Bam on Rudy Giuliani. All right. There's an opinion that has just been issued by Judge Lewis Lyman. Asterisk. I've known him for many years, clerked with him. He is extremely well respected. And I think as messy as this case is, a court of appeals having a solid opinion below is not going to be looking to mess with it. So I see Giuliani's chances of sort of doing anything to get out from under this as being small. Okay, so what happened? You have now finally, the judgment has gone against him. And by the way, his son who intervened and the plaintiffs in the case say, look, he's got all this personal and real property, and we want it just transferred to us. We want to take possession of it and sell it or not. Enough funny business. It's time now to actually take this stuff and give it over. All right. So there are two residences in question. One is a luxury co-op on Madison Avenue. One is a mansion of sorts down in Florida. Besides that, there's a claim for a few million dollars in unpaid legal fees that the Trump organization ostensibly owes Giuliani. And besides that, there's all this personal property, much of which he claims has special sentimental value, World Series rings, and the like. So the bottom line is Judge Lyman says, right now, within 7 days, your interest in your Madison Avenue co-op's going to be put into receivership under the control of Moss and Freeman. That's it. 7 days, you lose your any kind of interest in this property. Boom, that's done.
Yeah, he questioned us. Just give us all of his stuff. Just he has lots. He has millions of dollars. He has priceless heirlooms. I should have let it keep playing because that guy mocks Rudy Giuliani saying that some of these things have sentimental value. He's like, some of these things he says have sentimental value, but too bad. They don't even care about the wealth. Like, they want to humiliate. They want to leave destitute American heroes like Rudy Giuliani. We have failed as a nation. I think we've failed.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.